Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, and welcome to Garage Talk Live. It's December the 1st. Hard to believe. November is done. Thanksgiving is done. We are in December. Christmas is on the way. And lo and behold, we got some snow on the ground down here. I feel bad for some of the, what's called a spine of the Appalachians. As they're getting socked, the further north you go, in like Ohio, they're getting lake effect stuff from the Great Lakes. They're getting slammed up that way. It's kind of relaxing, but a pain because you got to drive or shovel or whatever. Fortunately, where I'm at, I didn't get that much. I mean, I could see grass peeking through. My back deck is pretty covered, but the driveway is clear. You know, there's some dark spots where there is some overlay, but the open area of the driveway, and I got a pretty long one, is clear, so I really don't have to scrape much off the windows in about an hour and a half. But, you know, winter's coming, you always get a little taste. Sometimes you get lucky, sometimes you don't. I guess this time we really didn't get too lucky. But, you know, it's one of those deals. Remember last week I played Lilliex interview in 2018. I just sent them out an email to try to get him back on. They got themselves out of California, down a place in Georgia. I see woods, pictures of them sitting in front of a fire pit with a bonfire. Well, it's a big lifestyle change, but you know, going from Downey, California into rural Georgia. Don't know exactly where, but I know they did play Cumming, so I'm sure they're close to Atlanta somewhere, but not quite in the city if you're surrounded by trees and things like that. Hope everybody had a nice Thanksgiving. Those that decided to partake in the celebration with family, and those who didn't, tried to adhere to strict COVID protocol due to the fact that governors of different states are adjusting things. It looks like playing the doom and gloom again with the Rona. So we'll just have to deal with this crap again. The election results haven't been finalized yet, so we'll have to see what happens there. I think everything's hinging on if you see what happens there, and you know. Also, a little bit of stuff I heard. Now we're up to a possible 6 vaccines being available. 6. 1 definite, 2 pending, and possibly 3 more after that. But you're not going to see who gets credit for that. So, who knows? So, anybody else having issues, give me a call. Well, we can spit out the number. It's 646-649-1899. Usually I got a lot going on. Audio and stuff like that, so, but being it's the off season, I can play what I want and do what I want, so. It's one of those deals. I usually have a lot of reruns, but I don't feel like plucking any out. I figured I'd go a little live today. Maybe cut it a little short so I can go out and shovel the back deck a little bit. But so, bear with me a little bit. I was going to try to get a guest for this week, but I got lazy. I'd like to give a shout-out, a happy birthday, which was yesterday, to Shauna Robinson. I'm not going to announce her age, but it was her birthday, and she's, I told her she wasn't catching up to me yet, so. But, you know, I don't think she took offense to that. Still have to meet her in person, though. So, something we, I guess, put in the plans. Hopefully this year when the goofy stuff clears out. There was a new bit that Jeff released from They Still Live. We taped another one, so look for it to come out. I know we have the YouTube channel, so oh boy, here we go. They Still Live podcast. There's going to be a bit. Oh, we got some. Sketch comedy bits. We got Stoned Thoughts with Ned Lee Baked. How long is that bad boy? Can we play that one? Jeff O'Mine. Doobie Doo Who Smokes With You from Guardians of the Green Galaxy. There's one I hadn't heard yet. He had a couple up fast. Had the Stoned Thoughts with Ned Lee Baked. Here's Guardians of the Green Galaxy. Now, this is Jeff doing all the...
Hello, guys and dolls. It's me, your hostess with the mostest, Rodney. And welcome to Better Living with yours truly, of course. This is the show that will help you to live better, shine brighter, and just be the best gosh darn version of yourself imaginable. So straighten up that tiara and break out those great shoes. You know the ones that hurt your feet but make your buns look absolutely fabulous. Yes, let's break them bitches out. Today's episode is all about self-empowerment. We're going to break this thing down, okay, honeys? Self-empowerment begins with you. That's why the self comes in front of empowerment. The self doesn't come after the empowerment, nor does it come on the empowerment. But that would be kind of fun. Anywho, the self comes before. A little selfish sounding, I know, but you're worth it. Listen, can we be real? You are responsible for your own happiness. Nobody else is. For example, last week, I was browsing on Amazon for some great fall shirts. I felt like I needed something new, something dark, something slimming. You feel me? And besides, I'm worth it. Well, I just fell in love with this gray, saucy cardigan sweater that I knew would just hug my body in all the right places. You know what I mean? It was a little pricey, but you know what? I knew that it was worth it. And you know how I knew it was worth it? Because I am worth it. Now, do me a favor. Say this to yourselves. I am worth it. That is self-empowerment. So Aaron, my West Coast partner, we're bi-coastal. Aaron told me that I was on a budget and I didn't need to spend any more money on, quote, frivolous items, end quote, whatever. So anyway, it's not the first time that we've talked finances. Okay, full disclosure. Once upon a time, I may have maxed out a credit card or two. Or eight. But it doesn't matter. It's in the past. Who cares? It doesn't matter. So, I had a dilemma. Be responsible and listen to Aaron and look like a hack. Or buy the cardigan and look absolutely fab. You know what I did? Well, I told that bitch to sit down and mind her own goddamn business. And you know what else? I look absolutely fabulous in my sweater, just like I thought I would. That is what I call self-empowerment. That's also what I call making heifers like Aaron jelly. Moral of the story, you can't let anybody steal your thunder. No, ma'am, no, not today, Satan, not happening. You know what is happening right now? Me looking just marvelous in my sweater. And I don't give a good Clark Gable what anyone thinks of me, child. That is also self-empowerment. Now, if you're anything like me, I'm sure that you have more than just a great pair of shoes that need to come out of the closet. Am I right? So, as of today and tomorrow and every day after, when we rise, we aren't just going to shine. We are going to sparkle, baby. And that is self-empowerment. And this has been Better Living with me, Rodney. Until next time, honeys, stay real, stay you, and stay fabulous.
Yeah, Rodney. Anyway, some friends of mine in another band called the Dying Oath. Just got voted number one and getting some live airplay in Roanoke, Virginia. On two different radio stations. One in Roanoke, one in Lynchburg. So this is the song that that made it. It's called Insomniac. I'm and thine oath, and this I'll be at. Actually, I know two of the members, Mindy Jackson, who was that raspy screaming, and the bass player used to have worked at the factory where I worked in the everybody did their own things musically, and they finally decided to get together and join a few other members, get a few other members gone, and now they're rocking it on out. I think the last time I had Mindy on, she was in another band. And things didn't work out, but that's okay. And she's in about three of them. She does metal and some acoustic stuff there. And very talented, very talented. I'm surprised she went to be the screamer instead of the singer, but hey, she does it pretty good. Anyway, it's good to see them starting to make it big. I think I'll play their Lily X ballad. And this is a power ballad, but the official music video released in early November, actually late October. Actually, yeah, the album came out in late October, and this was a little before that.
You're clearly someone who takes.
Oh,
Song. So, I hope you liked it. I liked it. I like everything we put out now. There's a Hailstorm one with Amy Lee from Evanescence. She also did a song with Caesar too, so, but I'm not going to play that one. I have to wait for the ad. Being they don't sponsor the show, I'm not playing the ad, so.
Ooh, When it's all said and done, night after night, now I'm running. And myself, I didn't want to escape the bricks that I made.
Cherry Bomb. I used to love this song back in Joan Jett on guitar, Lita Ford on lead guitar, Chubby Curry, the singer. And the drummer's name escapes me, but of course. Oops. Cherry Bomb. I saw one on here was what else do I want to play? I've got 20 minutes to go. Let's get some Deep Purple. Highway Star. Chickenfoot version the last time, but this is a live version from 72, I think. We'll find out. If not, what was the other one I played? Oh, yeah. A band that Black Mamba. I'm going to go to the hospital.
I'm
The original. There's one. Marilyn Manson. Kill for Me. Official video. Warning. No kidding. Really?
Always, 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 you are going to cross.
Yeah. That was what happened to there. Oh, that's right, you scored past it.
Kill for me.
And there you go. Marilyn Manson. Well, I think I'm going to wrap it up a few minutes early, and then we normally go to one. Might have Mindy Jackson from Dying Oath. Well, I will have her next week. See if she wants to do the co-host thing or the just be on for a segment. In which case, I'll have to give her a time. And hopefully we can have Liliac on as well. We could both interview then. But we'll see what happens. Anyway, thanks again for joining me. Hope you like the tunes I picked. I'm Vinny. We'll see you all next week. Bye now.